Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. Andy Klein with you. This month's exhibit at the Juno's Artist Gallery has a catchy name, Unique Boutique, as in boot, rubber boots, to be exact. These boots, though, are definitely not made for walking, not after their transformation into pieces of art. And Christine Kleinhens and Doralyn Alper join us right now to tell us more about how this exhibit is a two-for-one, an amazing expression of creativity, but also a fundraiser, which is also pretty creative in the way it brings local artists into the mix. And Doralyn and Christine, thanks so much for joining us. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having us.
You're both joining on Zoom. Thanks so much for taking time right before. Doralyn, last time I talked to you, it was right before a First Friday, too. And I always talk to artists right before First Friday. They have to run over to the gallery right after the interview. But thanks for taking time to talk to us. It looks like you're actually in the gallery right now.
We are.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Very beautiful things.
Very cool. Very cool. So talking to you last time, Doralyn, I'm guessing you made the boots and then artists decorated the boots. Is that kind of how this went?
Yes, you are right on the money with that.
So tell me a little bit about how you constructed these boots, and then I want to talk to Christine about her approach to decorating and also some of the other work that she's got going.
Well, the pattern is an original pattern. So when I first started making the boots, I said, how am I going to make this? And I deconstructed a boot that was from one of the thrift stores to figure out how all the pieces lined up and how they went together. And I have a regular sewing machine. It's not a cobbler boot sewing machine or anything like that. So I had to be very creative. And how do you sew with a regular sewing machine on a real 3D kind of boot? So that was a fun process to figure out. And I like a lot about process.
Is it kind of an extra tough boot, or is it like more like a red rubber boot, or what kind of boot is it?
Well, I modeled them on extra tough.
Okay.
For sure.
Good. I was going to say, this needs to be an extra tough. Right. And then, so you had, how many boots did you make that are on display right now?
We have 11 that are on display for auction.
And then a different artist decorated each one of the boots, and those are the ones that are then going to be put together, and the proceeds from that are going to go to a charity.
That is correct.
Very cool. Well, Christine Kleinhens, thanks so much for joining us as well. You decorated one of the boots, and sort of, I want to use the term trademark herring, because you really, the work, at least the stuff I've seen that you've done recently, you've really been interpreting herring as kind of your muse.
Andy, that's so true. I've found a passion for herring in the last year and a half. I really their grumpy faces, their big wide eyes. They look startled all the time.
They kind of have that upturned lip, you know, so they kind of look like they're kind of got their lip sticking out all the time. And yeah.
Absolutely. You bet. And their scales look like a rainbow under the water and above water. So you can do so many things when you paint them.
I was going to ask you, so you've painted the boot itself, has how many herring kind of swimming? You've kind of have like two or three herring kind of swimming around it, right?
There are three herring, and at one angle you can kind of see all three eyes at the same time.
Okay. And you deal, I was going to ask you, are you a diver?
No.
I call them photos because they kind of remind me of the realistic way that when you see photos of divers looking up to the surface of water through a school of fish, that's kind of what I get out of your work.
Yes, I try to bring a sense of being in a moment with the creation and using a different perspective. So recently I painted a huge herring ball, and I wanted the person, the viewer of the two paintings, to feel like they were right in the middle of the herring ball. And when they look down, they see the herring below them. And when they look up, they see the light shining and the herring ball continuing up to the light.
Well, it does. I mean, looking at your work, of course, it's a very beautiful stylistic interpretation, but it really does give you the feeling that you're in the clear green southeast waters surrounded by kelp and bubbles, and herring and otters and all those kinds of things kind of get brought in. It seems like you're really inspired, especially by the sea and by the movement of water, the light refraction, those kinds of things.
Andy, you just made my day. Absolutely. You get me.
Well, it's easy to see. It's such beautiful work. Of course, it's so much of it is, as you said, very iridescent, beautiful, silvery herring fish. And then the aqua blue, green, teal kind of look of the ocean. That seems like the color palette that you're working in quite a bit just because of your subject matter.
Yes, I love blues. I love blue greens. And I love adding splashes of warm color, like the reds and the pinks. And I oftentimes try to paint almost with every color of the rainbow somewhere in the painting because I just love color.
Yeah. I guess that's not being a painter myself. So often it's such an interesting thing to see the process of how a painter arrives at a color by mixing in, as you say, all these different colors that me as a layman looking at would never even know or understand are in the picture. But then, you know, the closer you look, the more you look, it brings depth to the painting to have all those different colors represented.
You're right. You know, when I start painting the herring on the boot, I just have the blues and the whites. And then at the very end, I add a little bit of pink and yellow and it just pops.
So tell me more about the fundraiser component of this. Who's the beneficiary of this? How will that work?
You bet. So every artist got to choose their nonprofit of choice. And so I have a list here. Should I read them?
Yeah,
to you?
Let's hear the nonprofits. That'd be great.
You bet. You bet. So we have Juno Youth Services Incorporated, Baby Raven Reads, Arts Vibrancy Endowment, Healing Hand Foundation, Cancer Connection, KTOO, Southeast Alaska Food Bank, Southeast Alaska LGBTQ Alliance, The Glory Hole, Friends of Jensen Olsen Arboretum, and Alaska Wildlife Alliance.
And if I'm right, your boot is going to the Baby Raven Reads, is that right?
It is. I love that program and how it encourages youth to learn communication, and it really shows our environment, our Southeast Alaska environment. And there's some wonderful artists in that program.
I don't know if you know, or maybe Dora Lynn, who are some of the other artists that did the decorations on the boots?
All right. Well, we had Jane Andreen, who did some, and we have jewelers who are Thias and Nell. And then we have, who else do we have?
We have
Sunny and Marty. And I think
you and I.
Yes, we did it.
Don't forget that.
Yeah.
So you're saying I haven't seen all the boots, but you're saying that some are decorated by being painted, some are decorated by incorporating jewelry and three-dimensional elements?
That's true. In fact, Laurie went out of her comfort zone a little bit and did some embroidery, and it's gorgeous. So you'll have to come by and see it, Andy.
All right. Well, that sounds cool. That sounds really cool. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, I'll take you up on the invite.
Yeah. Dora Lynn did a 3D boot, and it's fantastic with her ravens. We have some people that incorporated jewelry that's actually removable. Thias used her metal jewelry to wrap around the boot and hang on the boot. So you can take off the jewelry, wear it for a day, and then put it back on.
Just use it as a jewelry holder, a boot jewelry
that's
holder.
Right.
Yeah, okay, that sounds all right. Functionality and art together. That's great. Well, tell me a little bit more about the artist gallery. We've just got about a minute left to talk here, folks, but just a little bit more about people finding it if they haven't seen it before. I'm sure everyone knows where the artist gallery is, but it's in the Senate building there.
That's right. We're on the bottom floor. When you first walk into the building, keep walking. You'll find us on the right.
Yeah. And it'll be an auction that's up all month long. So people can come in and bid on the boots. And on the last day of March, I think it's the 30th.
The 30th at 5, we're going to do a live Facebook feed and we're going to tell you who won.
Oh, that's a fun way of doing it. So even if you can't get there tonight, of course, we're encouraging everyone get there tonight. It's a fun first Friday night showing this support for the arts and seeing all these great artwork in all the galleries that are participating in this. But then if you can't get there tonight, or if you can still have the chance to participate all throughout the month of March. And that's
correct. And yeah. You're even call in if you'd like to place a bid and check on your special boot.
Okay, sounds good. So great, lots of ways to be able to participate in this. Well, thanks so much to both of you. Have a great showing tonight. First Friday's happening out there. I'm sure folks listening are aware and are going to be heading out. And looks like pretty decent weather outside. Nice. It's not blowing. It's not coming down rain hard. So it's a great night to get out, have a nice walk, go see folks as we're sort of opening back up to business here, which is a really nice feeling. And and Christine Kleinhens and Dorlin Alper, thanks so much to both of you for talking to us today, and good luck with the showing tonight. Really appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Andy.
Okay, thank you.
Support for Juno Afternoon is provided by Hanson Gress, Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, and Klingit and Haida Social Enterprises. For more information, visit ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon.
Well, that'll do it for Juno Afternoon, broadcast live from Klingit Ani on KTOO 104.3 FM, online at ktoo.org, and rebroadcast on this station at 7 p.m. Juno Afternoon is a production of the KTOO Arts and Culture team. Rhonda McBride is our producer, and our theme music is by Indian Agent. Right now, this theme music's by Nancy Sinatra, of course. To listen to interviews, see links to anything we discussed, or to be on the show itself, check out our website at ktoo.org/JunoAfternoon. I'm Andy Klein, your host for today. Until next time, thanks for joining the conversation from all of us at KTOO. Gunal Sheesh, have a great weekend.
You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.